Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist, and I'm a coach and host of this podcast show. And we are all about habit change from the inside out. If you're feeling stuck about some behavior that isn't serving you, or maybe you care about somebody else and they've got a habit that's creating problems for themselves and for you, we are here for you. In Habits into Health, we are bringing forward a different kind of model because there are a lot of beliefs out there about motivation and change that have been very popular since the 1800s and in the last century as well, and they just don't fit for everybody today. So if you're one of those folks, you may find this show to be a breath of fresh air. The reason being that most of the time we're focusing on habits at the surface, and all self-defeating habits have hidden layers. In this show, we focus on making these hidden habits visible. And it works no matter where you are on your journey, and whether you're exploring your own patterns or if you're feeling troubled about someone else's behavior. Fundamentally, what we try to do is focus from a place of understanding and a place of kindness, because a lot of times when people get stuck in habits that don't serve them, they start putting themselves down. Now, if you're doing that, then we want to support you in dealing with that as a problem habit in itself. Here's what we're going to do for this show, and I think next couple of episodes too. When you've got a big goal, it's easy to get excited in the beginning, but then overwhelmed in the middle, and that can block you from going further. Or you get a good start in some way, and it just doesn't stick. In this episode's part of our series that explores the change process, we're going to follow something that the Dalai Lama has said about happiness coming from your own actions. Now, if you've listened before, you know that in Habits into Health, we talk more about satisfaction, because satisfaction with how you've handled something is a heck of a lot more sustainable than happiness, which tends to be fleeting. The basic point is that your own actions are key. Speaking of action, let's start with our Habits into Health practice. In this practice, we focus on action in a different way, in an experiential way, where instead of just doing something, you do it and you attend to what you're doing. This is not just a rote kind of thing that you do mechanically. It's actually a fundamental part of the Habits into Health model, because experience is your best teacher. These practices are designed to help you learn how you use yourself, and it's not supposed to fix you or to heal you or to cure something that's wrong. In fact, we don't even want to start from the place of thinking that there's something wrong with you. You have a pattern, it's bugging you, maybe it's bugging other people, or you're dealing with somebody else who's got a pattern that's a problem. That doesn't mean there's something wrong. It may mean that there's something a little out of sync. And so in this podcast, with our exercises, we're attending to increase your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself. And that's a first step in taking charge of any change that you want to make. So let's start by looking forward at something. Now, you can look forward at something and have your eyes closed, or you can look forward at something and not have the physical ability to see at all. We're not focused on the visual mechanism of looking forward. As you do this activity of looking forward, notice how you are pointing yourself in a direction. Be aware of how you have moved your head in one direction or another. Forward could be straightforward, but perhaps you're at a little bit of an angle. Maybe you're favoring your left side or your right side. Just be attentive to the action of looking forward, or if you will, pointing forward. That's right. Now, in pointing forward, that may bring your attention more to your nose. So lean in and point with your nose. And notice, how are you using yourself to make that happen? Is something happening in the back of your neck, in your shoulders? Are you doing something with your nose itself to point, to focus forward? What kind of muscular tension do you feel? You may become aware of a certain way in which you're holding yourself, down into your chest or your arms or even in your hands. Now just step back from that for a moment. Stepping back from pointing, and notice, well, what do you do to step back from pointing? Is there something that shifts in the back of your neck, your upper shoulders? Does something change in your chest? What happens around your mouth and your nose, and even in the muscles around your eyes? Now, maybe as we move forward in today's episode, you can be attentive to how you look or point forward. This can be true if you're riding a bike as you listen, if you're focused somewhere in your kitchen or at your desk at work, or if you're driving a car, or even riding in a bus, any place that you are. Be attentive today to how you look forward. There we go. Now, this is just a small opportunity in each episode where you get to practice some skills that are very, very specific. I've learned them for myself, and I've been passing them on to clients. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits Into Health. I host the show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. So here's the idea. When we're stuck in a habit, it tends to lead to a whole lot of pressure and stress. So if you want to stop that pressure and that stress and the energy drain that happens, then there's some things that you can get some help for through Habits Into Health. And you can start with my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And in addition to 5 warning signs that you're stuck, there's some tips about what you can do about it. Come on over to the website, habitsintohealth.com. And if you give me your name and your email address, I am happy to send you a link for downloading the book. And if you want, you can subscribe to this podcast by going to iTunes. You can search for Habits Into Health Podcast. And also, if you wouldn't mind, give us a review. Let the world know what you think. We'd love to increase our visibility, and apparently it helps to get reviews. In addition, you can come to Habits Into Health on Facebook. There you search for habits.into.health. So let's talk about our topic. Dalai Lama has said, happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. And the only way that we edit that is we say satisfaction. Satisfaction with yourself is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. And satisfaction with how you've handled something is way more sustainable than what we call happiness. The real key is action. And there's a little challenge there, because how do you define action? Most of us would say action is doing something. If you want to lose weight, do something to lose weight. If you want to quit smoking, do something to meet that goal. If you want to stop cursing so much, or start getting more sleep, or eat less, or eat better, eat more, whatever it is, there's a doing part of it. But if you feel pressured around this do something, it might be that you are applying your definition of action to doing something at the obvious level where it's really visible. And that's actually the end game. When you've achieved your goal, you get to the end game. But on the other hand, if you start small and define action in small, concrete steps, this is probably going to feel less stressed. Less stress is more success. Here's an example of what this might look like with a habit that's fairly concrete: smoking. If you smoke a pack a day, you might start your journey to changing this by tearing up the first cigarette and throwing it in the trash. First cigarette when you open the pack. This is action. It's a first step. And then finish the pack. And don't judge yourself. Now, when you get to that part of the day when you would have had that last cigarette, you can chew some Nicorette gum instead, or any other kind of gum for that matter, but Nicorette can help. Keep a log where you note the day, the date, the time of day, and what happens energetically and emotionally when that last cigarette time comes. That's an action too, keeping a log. A log will help you begin to recognize your patterns for when you reach for a cigarette, not just for that last cigarette, but over time for every cigarette. You can do this until you're ready to tear up two cigarettes, and no one defines that but you. You're going to need some support too, because nicotine is a serious drug, and this habit is not just psychological. So add the patch, get some acupuncture, chew that gum. And yeah, this might be a slow way down the stop smoking path. But if you've gone cold turkey before and it didn't last, why not try a slower route? Something that's a little bit easier to manage. Now, I have another example, but this time it's of a habit that isn't so concrete and clear. Procrastination. What do you feel about this behavior? This putting things off until later. What do you feel about yourself when you procrastinate? Procrastination isn't so clear-cut because it involves a whole set of other behaviors. So what you feel about yourself when you procrastinate might be worth tracking. Might be something on the range from blowing it off, to joking about it, to feeling dragged down, to putting yourself down, to getting angry. Any of those things can be on the continuum. Now, I'm going to say straight up that if you want to start on this one with one small action, don't start with procrastination. Don't start with the end goal in mind. That's the top of the mountain. Start smaller with the habits that surround the habit. And this will apply to any other habit as well. But it could mean tracking your feelings. So start watching when you blow it off, or joke about it, or feel dragged down, put yourself down, or get angry, or whatever you discover is your pattern. Keeping a log is an action, and maybe it's just a file in Evernote or a similar app. But if paper works for you, try Post-its that you tack onto a wall calendar. That can be really effective too. This is so important that we'll talk more about this next time. Because if you're like most people, it's no surprise when you focus on your ultimate goal that you're having a hard time of it. Most habits don't start up that way. There are building blocks to these things. And the tricky part is recognizing that what you're doing on the surface, on the most obvious level, isn't where the work is. Before you even get to that level of doing, the obvious level, there's a whole lot of action going on. Beneath that, before that, on subtler levels. And this is what we work with in the Habits into Health programs, helping you develop the capacity to recognize the subtler signals that lead up to those bigger habits that are so obvious. For now, this week, just start small by taking one concrete action towards your goal today. A small concrete action. If all it is you eat one less piece of bacon, or you leave half of the bread off your sandwich. Whatever it is, just start very small, and it can energize you and give you hope for taking another small step tomorrow. It's time to sign off for now. If you have a habit that is creating problems for you, or if someone you care about has a problem habit, then come to Habits Into Health and request my free ebook. I had a great time writing this book. There were so many things that I've been teaching my clients about that I want to make available to the rest of the world. It can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. And you can also find other podcasts, articles, and other resources that I have on the website. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those habits that don't serve you, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.